Now how will Jake Moody respond? Missed an extra point on the 49ers' first touchdown. Almost did the hold, weeks to snap. And that is perfect.
You could sense the trepidation in the stadium.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, Grandy brought up an interesting point this morning, texting with all of us, with regard to basically what I think we just heard there. That's the call of Jake Moody's extra point. Yeah, where he got a boo followed by a Bronx cheer and then went out in the ensuing kickoff, booted it out of bounds, and made his special teams coach turn red. But have we reached a spot where here is the wrong place for Jake? Because let's say, Dibs, that you're on point today. Let's say we're being unfair. Well, I don't know if you can put the toothpaste back in the tube there. I mean, the guy is getting booed as he walks onto the field for a preseason extra point and has admittedly struggled with confidence over the last couple of years. So is this the best place for him to actually succeed, knowing that that's the environment?
Well, we'll see. I mean, if he does well, if he goes out there and makes his first 17 or 18 kicks of the year, extra points and field goals alike, well, then those boos will turn into cheers. I don't think the fans are going to boo him if he goes out and he's successful and he missed an extra point in a preseason game, and the fan base is already feeling some kind of way about Jake Moody. And so, yeah, Jake Moody maybe will be better off going somewhere else and kicking, but the problem is there aren't a lot of those jobs open, and even if they are open, you don't usually take a cast off from one team and just plop them onto your team.
I mean, a lot of teams do it throughout the year. Ex-kicker
throughout the year, yes.
I mean, like they I'm not going to say they grow on trees, but it ain't like replacing your linebacker or a cornerback or a running back. Like it is easier to replace those guys. There are people on the street who can kick at an NFL level. Ex-kicker Mason Crosby is going to join us in 10 minutes. I mean, as I explore kind of the way you feel about this, let me ask you this. Why do you think the fan base feels the way they do about it? Because it's like talking to you right now, it's as if there's no evidence of a problem at all.
Well, there's evidence of him struggling. Yeah, last year, the second half of the year, he struggled. I don't look at preseason for anybody and make these sweeping judgments. I don't think that him kicking the ball out of bounds, it's not a good thing, but it's just a preseason game. Much like when you watch a Cactus League baseball game and Logan Webb goes out there and gives up five runs in 2 2/3, who cares?
But let me speak for some people listening to us. Why is Jake Moody seemingly with you starting at ground zero this year?
Because it's a new year, and they've chosen to give him the kicking job to start the year. So as a 49er fan, I'm all in. I want him to do well.
Well, sure. I would not
have booed him at a preseason game for missing a PAT.
Yeah, I don't boo the home team. Like, that's not my vibe. Whatever, though. If that's what you want to do, do it. I guess that's my, like, I don't think that's the way most of us would look at a lot of different players. Do you know what I mean? Like, when we come back for whatever preseason we're talking about, there are preconceived notions about a player based on how he's performed up to this point. You know what I mean? Like, we did it this year with Camilo Doval. Camilo Doval came in for the Giants this year, and it was like, we're probably not going to use him as closer. And then he was closer, and then he wasn't closer, and then he was, and then he was gone. Right, like there's history there, and
of course.
There's history with Jake. I'm not gonna let, and that's maybe why when I say, oh, he missed an extra point, you're like, oh, he missed one extra point in a preseason game. It's like, no, we're not starting from scratch here. We've got a history of Jake Moody missing some significant kicks, not all of them. Yes, he's made some. He's missed a lot of them though, and is coming off of a terrible, terrible year, and so. When you do miss two kicks in two games, this is not just like, it's preseason. Like, no, it's a continuation sensation is what it is.
I mean, for some, yeah. And, you know, if Shanahan feels that way, then maybe he goes out and he has some struggles early and they go elsewhere. Yeah. Just looking at last year, a grand total of 36 individuals kicked in the National Football League for 32 teams. So it's not like the turnover was that great. Most teams, you get a kicker, you ride with them unless they are really, really bad. And yeah. Jake Moody was really bad last year. So for me, yeah, you start at ground zero for the year, but it's not like he's going to have the same amount of leash as he did as a rookie or as he did last year. No matter what the draft selection was to bring him in, this team's not going to sit there and tolerate him being erratic or being inconsistent. So
I don't think they already have.
Well, and it's the preseason. So
and last season.
Fine. Whatever happened last season last season.
The guy drove Debo Samuel nuts. Like, this is, you know what I mean? Like, this is, and by the way.
And, right, and that's the bar, right?
Because no, Debo. Not the, of course not.
Debo didn't drive him crazy, right?
Well, no.
Whatever Debo did.
I have no idea what Debo did. He drove the long snapper crazy, Tabor Pepper. But no, that's not. It's an example. And you know this. Football players do not look at kickers as regular teammates. They don't. And so there is already an odd relationship there when you're missing big kicks, when the other guys are out there banging their heads against everything to make something happen, and then they create this opportunity, and the kicker goes out there and misses. It's tough. It's tough. And I don't think he's got the confidence of his teammates right now, which is why they bum-rushed him in Vegas when he made a kick. That's why they reacted so over the top, because the guy is struggling. He's been struggling for an extended period of time now.
So, right, he didn't struggle in that game, going 5 for 6 and kicking a 59-yard or so.
Again,
and when you don't know, that's why they bum-rushed him.
Of course.
That's you jumping to that conclusion, well, and you're allowed
to. The whole radio station had an entire conversation about it the next day about how, like...
Right, the whole radio station.
There was some feeling behind that.
I'm sure there was some joy.
It's a preseason game. Why would you bum-rush the guy like you just won the Super Bowl?
Because maybe you're a guy who will never play in a regular season game,
well, but
which is two-thirds of those guys who were on the field that day.
Here's what Shanahan said about this after the game.
I mean, I thought he had one of the best games I've ever seen a guy have last week. You know, I know he missed extra point today, which definitely doesn't make us happy, but we'll see how it goes in the year. I know he's a talented kicker. I know he's done some really good things for us. He had a rough last 7 games last year, but you know, I think he's had a real good offseason and a real good preseason also.
Okay. I think Kyle right there is taking us for fools. He had the best game he's seen a kicker have in a long time that included a 53-yard miss and B, a 27-yard field goal that would have doinked from 28. Like,
isn't it possible that he's saying that for Jake Moody's benefit?
Yes.
So that Jake Moody can hear his coach saying things and Jake Moody can maybe feel more confident?
Of course it is, but that's not honest. Like,
you don't know how he feels.
Well,
that's his opinion. You're not going to take him at his word?
No, I'm going to take him at his facial expression that I saw on the field, which was livid. Livid.
Right. But the comments there are talking about the previous game when he was not so livid.
Yeah, well, that's a press conference.
Right.
We all know what we get at a press conference. Those are comments that have been through a filter.
And those are comments that are directed not for the fan base, but for Jake Moody. For Jake Moody to hear and feel like his coach has confidence in him. Because that's what you want. If you're the coach, don't you want your player to feel confident?
Yes, of course. I would rather.
So that's why he's going to make those comments about the best game he's ever seen.
And that's fine, but I don't take them as valid. It's not the best game we've ever seen a kicker have. It's not even close. Especially because, as you're pointing out, I mean, if this doesn't even matter, well, then kicking is a completely different deal in the preseason. Who cares? Who cares? There's nothing on the line, especially if you've got the job all locked up no matter what the hell you do.
Well, he's got the job. I wouldn't say it's all locked up.
We can just hook 27-yarders. You can miss 53-yarders, miss an extra point, kick a kickoff out of bounds. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Drill a 59-yarder and make 4 other kicks. Doesn't matter.
I'm not suggesting he misses them all, Dibs, but this is not a good percentage.
Well,
it's not a good percentage.
You're suggesting that it matters at one point and then it doesn't matter. And,
oh, it always matters.
You kick the ball out of bounds. Maybe he's trying to put a ball in an area where he wouldn't try that in the regular season. You're allowed to experiment. Even if you're the kicker, you can try different things in a game that doesn't matter.
I don't know that at all. If you have that kind of a leeway, then your special teams coach wouldn't have had to go for a walk after that.
He was frustrated.
He clearly did not have the leeway to do that. He did not have the leeway. Oh, let's try something here. Or else his special teams coach would have been in on that. He would have said, hey, give this a little whirl and see what happens. Let's check it out. That's not what happened. He needed AirPods and a walk after watching Jake Moody kick the other day. And then they're going to come out here and have a press conference and be like, everything's amazing. It's not.
Well, what do you want him to say? Do you want him to come out and say Jake's on, he's on his last strand?
I don't want him to say anything. I can just freely say to you that I do not believe that that was a genuine comment. That was the greatest game I've ever seen a kicker have last week. Give me a break. You know, that's all I'm saying.